We are 8 days away now from Election Day, although millions of voters here in Massachusetts and nationwide have already cast their ballots. Throughout the election season, some have been concerned about whether the election results could be muddied, and President Trump has said he would only commit to a peaceful transfer of power in an election he deemed fair. Our next guest suggests those concerns are overblown. Charles Stewart III is a political science professor at MIT and the director of the MIT Election Data and Science Lab. Professor Stewart, thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Professor, you say any speculation involving President Trump litigating the election to the U.S. Supreme Court or refusing to acknowledge the results are doomsday scenarios that won't happen. Why do you say that?
Well, I think they're unlikely to happen because there is a process of vote counting that's very precise. And I think that we're seeing right now, for better or worse, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court and other courts tightening down on what the rules are so that come Election Day, we'll know what the vote counting rules are. And it will be the job of election officials around the country to basically follow those rules. And I think that the degree of discretion will be diminished sufficiently that if we let election officials do their jobs, then the vote count can be fairly straightforward if delayed.
And isn't the potential for a protracted vote count some of the problem? Because so many people have come to expect to know the winner of a presidential contest either on election night or at least on the morning after.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I think actually that both the media and the public are called on to be more sophisticated consumers of voting data, election data this year.
Isn't the big uncertainty in all this the vagaries of the Donald Trump mind, not knowing how the president is going to react to possibly losing on election night, not knowing how much he's going to want to try to hold on to power by casting doubt on the results, even if it goes almost perfectly for election officials, by casting doubts on the election results and then tossing the whole thing to the courts?
I think that's pretty much right. And I think we have to assume that even if it were a perfect election, which of course it won't be, but even if it were a perfect election, that President Trump has been setting up his followers for an expectation that the only way he could lose would be if the election was stolen from him. And so I think we need to expect that to happen. And that's maybe the greatest reason why I think it's very important to let election administrators do their jobs and for Americans to follow the counting process very carefully.
So finally, I'm going to put you on the spot, Professor, and ask you to crystal ball this. What do you think is most likely to happen on election night and the morning after? Will we know the winner of the presidential election by then?
I think there's a greater than 50% chance that by, let's say, Wednesday morning, that we will know what the path to 270 is for one of the candidates. I think that's more likely to be the path for Joe Biden.
MIT politics professor Charles Stewart III, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Professor Stewart is also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Read his essays and thousands of others at WBUR.org.